We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now full-time producer Nicholas Harry Callis playing the Pit Fight song. That means Pat Bostick is here. And I just noted this to the guys. I think this is the first time Pat's walked up in here and he hasn't been wearing head-to-toe Pit attire.
Mm-hmm.
What gives? Just a weird day in the
Felt like wearing... What is this, turquoise, aqua?
It's a nice look on you, yeah. Pat. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
And
what is the shirt?
Field Club.
Field Club. That's what I thought it was.
Okay. Pittsburgh Field Club.
Okay.
It's a looser fitting polo, too. That's what they tell you to do in this hot weather. You don't wear tight clothing.
Yeah, it just sticks to you.
So I actually wanted to ask you this question. I always felt weird wearing a different country club's shirt or polo to another country club whenever I played. Is there a rule or anything around that? Do people frown upon that?
I think at certain places like Augusta, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, I've never been there, but
shocking.
No, not really.
Just you've been everywhere else.
I don't know about that.
Did you catch the look he just shot at me? Like, do we really believe him? Yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't really think about it anymore. I think it's a good point, though. Yeah, I have Joe Klinchak over at Chartiers.
He's
said,
the
like,
man.
I don't like that logo.
Okay.
If you went to an AC/DC concert, could you wear a Rolling Stones t-shirt? Or is that weird?
Man.
Do you wear the t-shirt from a previous Kenny Chesney concert to a current Kenny Chesney concert?
I think of like sports fans, like, you know, wearing a Browns jersey to Acrisure Stadium whenever the Steelers are playing. Like, that's frowned upon. It's like, oh, that's a Browns fan there. Like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, it is kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a different commodity.
Okay.
I think it's a different set of circumstances. I'm going to give myself a pass on this one.
I don't know. I think I'd go home and change.
Not going to happen.
And you're out of town this weekend. Where are you going? Am I allowed to ask you on
Lancaster,
the air?
Lancaster. Heading back out to the homeland.
Oh.
Getting a house with the in-laws. Not my in-laws, my sister and brother-in-law. Their 3 kids. We're going to Dutch Wonderland.
What's that?
Explain that to us.
It's a Dutch Wonderland. I don't know. It's like a little amusement park. It's going to be hotter than... It's going to be hell.
I don't know that you remember this, but, you know, a couple of weeks ago I said the Dickerson family and the Crowleys were going to get together.
Yeah,
I said, hey, do you want to come? And before it even came out, I would love to. Well, it's going to be this weekend.
Yeah, scheduling is not my strength. So
it's a good thing you work in an athletic department.
Yeah, well, it's okay. My role is more about my beaming personality.
All right, we do have football things to get into with you, but I don't want to do that just yet. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I can't believe you're golfing today. I went out for 45 minutes yesterday for my daughter's first ever T-ball practice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got the bug now. Now I want to coach. I wouldn't be a good coach, but I want to be a part of this thing. Anyway, it was...
Yeah, it's ungodly hot.
The shade doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
No, I played in Stan Marks' outing Monday at Laurel. It was mostly walking.
Oh.
It was. It wasn't bad because it was like an 8 a.m. start. Today's noon. You know, hey, listen.
It's 74 right now.
When it's January 10th.
Exactly.
And it's 10 below zero. And you're like, man, I wish it was warm out. I think you'd take it. You know, now if it's 120 and you can't even breathe, it's different. But you can breathe out there. I mean, it's okay. I coached baseball last night. We got a big championship game tonight. 8U Pinto Mount Lebanon League.
Let's go.
It's nice. Good stuff. The bug is, it's real.
Oh,
it's real. I'm spitting seeds out over the place. Like, it's unbelievable. I got all different flavors.
I never thought I'd want to do the coaching thing. We've talked about this before. But then I'm watching her play, and it's not even that – I don't know that I could lend any expertise in coaching, but you just kind of want to be a part of it.
Right.
Just help out.
Right. How about this weekend? Craig Riley's son plays on the all-star team for Plum.
Nice.
And could match up with my middle son, Jet, in the championship. No.
You don't coach?
No,
I struggle with this sometimes, you know, because one of the hard things you'll realize, you young parent, is – sometimes it's hard to coach because it's hard to take your attention off your own kid.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a background where, like, I'm going to be harder on my kid. And, like, I went home the other night, and sometimes I'm like, man, am I being too hard on him? Because all they want to do is wear the shades and the eye black. I mean, it's, you know, it's a tie ball game in the bottom of the fourth, and they're reapplying eye black. I'm like, what are we doing? And I'm thinking to myself, man, am I too hard on him? And I asked my son, I'm like, listen, do you want me to keep coaching you? And he's like, yes, dad. I'm like, okay, I needed to hear that because it is hard. It's hard to balance between, and then, you know, I'm a lunatic when it comes to being competitive. So it's like, I have no, like last night they're like, oh, we're in the championship. If we win, even if we lose, we get a trophy. I'm like, no, that's not the right trophy. Yes, we're going to Permane's after, but yeah, you got to get the real trophy.
Yeah, I want you crying in your Permane's if we don't win.
Best moment, Wake Forest last year. That game was terrible.
The slide game?
Yes.
After the game, I get a call from my wife. She's like, you have to FaceTime. Remember this?
Yes.
You have to FaceTime your son. They just lost in the championship of flag football in Mount Lebanon. He's inconsolable. I'm like, this is going to be difficult, but I love it.
It's a great thing.
I love it.
Great thing.
Love it. So this is all... in your future, my man.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say this.
Oh, man. This should be good.
So, this is the first day of T-ball. None of these kids know what the hell they're doing out there.
No.
And two balls are put on the tee. Nora, crack, hits them both. Only kid to hit them both right away just says...
got it from mom.
Had to have. I knocked over a coffee this morning. I have no hand-eye coordination.
I saw that on the old X.
Yeah, everywhere. Thank you to Callis for helping us out and helping me out.
Full-time Callis.
Congratulations.
Golf clap.
On all of his success. And she was running down ground balls and all that. And I hear the coach go to her, you're going to be a heck of a ball player. And I thought, you're damn right she is. Let's go. We've talked about this. All these parents think their kids are going to be superstars. And in your guys' cases, you went and you played Division I football. You wound up in the NFL dorm. But that happened yesterday. I go, all right, so Oklahoma in approximately 14 years. What's that going to cost for some Oklahoma softball?
Oh, you'll be wearing some Sooner gear.
Yep.
Your Big 12 brethren.
Man. It does. It hits you like the COVID. Like it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for one day and it's 100 degrees. And I'm like.
Quick story.
Nothing I've ever loved
quick
more than that.
Quick story. This is quick. So I'm coaching a couple weekends ago, and we're in a tight game against like the team we're playing tonight in the championship, and they call our kid out at first. I, like, compulsively, I'm the assistant coach. I am not the head coach, and this, you know, they have high school or middle school kids ump.
Were you first base coach?
No, I'm in charge of the batting order, so I'm making sure that kids aren't hitting each other in the head with bats and things like that. Call the kid out, and I go, whoa, really loud. Like, really loud. I said, that wasn't even close. I'm like, and I realize after they go, hey, that's our neighbor.
How old's the kid?
Like 14, 13. So I went up to the dad, who's a really, really, really good guy, and I'm like, hey, man, I gave your son the business a little bit. The other day. And he gave us a call like later in the game that was way off, but gave us a call. And he goes, his name's Scott Milburn. He goes, He deserves it.
He deserves it.
Callis, you umped for a long time. Would you have run Pat Bostic? You tossing his ass out of the park.
I could have, because I always made sure ground rules to tell coaches, hey, I'm just talking to you, the head coach. But no, I usually would just ignore the assistant coaches.
Well, you're not big time enough, Bostic. Yeah.
It is crazy. I have seen dads and coaches get thrown out of 7U.
Yeah.
If that
7U?
Happened,
yeah, last year.
Did I ever tell you my worst story?
Go ahead.
If I get tossed from a game, that'll be a low point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't let that happen.
That's embarrassing.
Go ahead, Nick.
So I made a bad call, and I knew I made a bad call, and I apologized to the coach after in this tournament. Then I umpired him again later, and his kid was the recipient of some calls that weren't in their favor. But I'm only behind home plate, and there was a ground ball to the right side. The guy was going from first to second. The kid didn't tag him at second base, and I could see that from there. And the coach was like, oh, come on, he clearly tagged him. Oh, my gosh. You know, don't hurt the kids. Don't make these calls to hurt the kids. And I was like, you're really accusing me of making calls against your team because I didn't – you think I don't like you? Is the worst thing I've ever been told.
Did you go nose to nose with the guy?
No.
Did you toss him?
I ignored him. Wow. I shouldn't have. I should have tossed him for that. My biggest regret was not tossing him.
How many coaches have you tossed?
Never. None. It's 10U and 12U. You don't need to throw out coaches.
Well, some of them are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous, indeed. But I've always taken the principle there's no need to throw out – I mean, they're 10-year-olds.
I love it. I love this stuff, and I thought I would absolutely hate it, but I love it because I'm just like, man, like, if you could just take a step back for 1 second. I try to do this myself and just realize how unimportant this moment is.
Yes.
And that it's about having fun, and yes, you want to learn how to win, be competitive, but it's like, man, do people get into it? Like, tonight's going to be no different. 6 o'clock, Dixon Field.
Well, I have a question for both of you guys who have achieved a great deal athletically. And the difference between that and then when your kids are doing it and the satisfaction in you doing it versus that. Let's get into that a little bit coming up next. And we had a riveting conversation yesterday about AFC North football. We would love to bring you in on that, Bostic.
I love it.
Let's go. That's on the way next. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, real quick before we dive into the hardcore football talk with Pat Bostic here. So you guys played ball at a very high level. When your kids achieve something, is it better than the feeling than when you guys achieved something? Is it the same? Is it how do you describe that?
It is 100 times better.
Yeah,
agreed.
But it's also 100 times harder to have to watch them play in and play out because you can't control it. And all I want to do is control it and be like, run to the right, put your glove up, get it. Oh, do it. Like, and it's just the anxiety that I get watching my kid every single inning, every single transition in basketball. Like, I just can't do it. I can't get out there and shoot it for them. It's 100 times harder to watch than the actual play.
Yeah,
agreed. 100% agreed. Trey had 2 strikes a couple times the other night. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, bat on the ball, stay alive.
Yep.
And but I tell you where it's harder is like when they achieve success. I go nuts when they start grittying and like, we won, yeah. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Sportsmanship. And I get nervous that I'm going to be like this hardcore dad. That I'm going to get a mom come over and be like, hey, can you take it easy on my son?
Well, you got to learn how to win, too.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing that because all they do is watch YouTube.
Right.
And they watch Justin Jefferson, who's really freaking good, celebrate because he scores a lot of touchdowns. And I'm like, it doesn't mean when you get a base hit.
You do gritty.
This isn't a one-to-one, it's like, you win a game and they're like, we won 15-0. And I'm like, the other team's right there.
Right.
They got a bunch of kindergartners and first graders. Come on. dealing with the success. But to your point, it is awesome to see your kid do well.
Were you guys nervous before games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In-game, were you nervous?
You mean like playing or from our kids?
Playing.
Playing? Yeah, I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
I was always nervous. Yeah. I mean, in the game, until you get hit.
Yeah,
it's probably
the
biggest.
Really?
First hit.
So once you get hit, you settle in kind of deal.
Yep.
I don't think I ever asked you that.
Yeah, always nerves.
Yeah.
If you don't get nerves, it's a problem.
You get nervous before radio shows?
I used to.
Me too.
Up until probably 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like every single show.
Yeah.
Every segment.
Yeah.
I get nervous for game broadcasts. I do. Because I have equal parts rooting interest. So it's like trying to, I've been doing it for... And I'm, my role with the school is such that it all is related, so it's like it's all a vortex. But I don't really get nervous for broadcast. I mean, it's probably the most natural thing. I've not to say I'm good or anything, but natural thing.
You're allowed to say you're good, yeah.
Because like playing and being a really good football player is not natural. Like you've got to train and you got to work at this too. There's no question. But it is like, and there's a lot of things that have to go your way, out of your control in a game, that if they don't, you can play your best and look real bad.
But you guys are nervous the whole time your kids are playing.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like whenever like my kids are on the mound, like pitching and stuff, like, whenever they're in control, they have the ball. It's like, oh man, I just want you to do so good, so bad. I just want you to win.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, and then that moment, whenever it doesn't go that way, it's like, okay, I need to calm down before I calm them down.
Yeah.
So I have to like kind of keep my distance because, just like Pat said, like competitive wise, I want to win. I don't care. I don't care how old you are. I want to take your head off
for sure.
Like yeah. So it's a weird balance.
My daughter's running the bases for the first time yesterday, and before they do it individually, they all ran it at the same time, and she's back of the pack to start, and she gets all the way up, and then she was just behind the other like. She was second, basically, touching home. And the coach is like, good job, everybody. And she goes, I'm really fast. She's never lacking confidence. Nope. But as she's going from the back trying, she's actually trying to, beat the other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's competitive. And I'm competitive, but I didn't know that she would be like that. And it brought a tinkle. little tinkle to the eye. Twinkle, I think, is the word.
I love
actually.
It for you, buddy.
Very excited about it. Yeah. And get back out there on Thursday. First game next Thursday.
There we go.
Nice.
We're probably going to bring like 800 people. Yeah. That's going to be a packed ballpark.
Tailgate. Have a tailgate.
Oh, let's go. I'm off at the second half of neck. I'm getting hammered. Bad. Bad. Yeah, that's bad dad stuff. All right. So we should talk ball, I guess. We got Pat Bostic here. So the Steelers are going to be on Hard Knocks. But it's not just the Steelers. It's the Ravens. It's the Bengals. It's the Browns. It's the entire AFC North. I'm just going to ask you the question, and then I'll give you time to think about it. Which team's got the most pressure, man? Like, every team in this division has an insane amount of pressure on it. Which team has the most?
Baltimore.
I was going to say, give us your answer when we come back. We'll talk.
Explain whenever you come back.
Bostic will expand upon that when we come back. Hard Knocks, AFC North, December 3rd, HBO. And Pat Bostic says the Baltimore Ravens have more pressure on them than any of the other AFC North teams. We put up a Twitter poll yesterday brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com. Which AFC North team is under the most pressure? I think the results of this poll are very telling. So, of course, the Steelers win with 30% because we're in Pittsburgh, and that's who follows me. But the Bengals at 25%, the Ravens at 25%, and the Browns at 20%. Every team has pressure. I think we settled on Baltimore yesterday because of Lamar winning two MVPs, and you got to win a championship. But Pat, you say Lamar as well and the Ravens. Why?
Because he's got two MVPs and he hasn't won a championship.
There we go.
How many league MVPs haven't won a... That's a ChatGPT question.
I'm on it right now.
How many MVPs haven't won a championship? The thing with me...
Listen to the feverish typing.
The thing with me is that they're going all in with Derrick Henry. You know, they're like, okay, like we were so close last year. What's that missing piece? They're like, we're going to get Derrick Henry. If they don't win now... I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to be in the cards. Pressure's a lot for them.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you have arguably the most dynamic player in the National Football League in terms of just the ways he can beat you. You've won two league MVPs. Your defense has been solid for 30 years. And now you have a dominant tailback.
Got to get it done.
You're built to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the pressure is... comes with a realization then that Lamar might not get you over the top. And then what do you do?
Or do you say that coach isn't getting you there again?
Or Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Well, they're both getting paid.
I don't know that Harbaugh's going anywhere. It's like the kind of Tomlin thing. A couple of years ago, he was on the hot seat.
I would agree. But Lamar, I mean, you've mortgaged a long time with him. And for good reason. Listen, he's a great player from September through December.
Eight players in the NBA. This is where I've landed so far. I need to find the NFL. Eight players who won MVPs didn't win any championships in their career. So you got Steve Nash, Karl Malone, Joel Embiid,
yeah,
James Harden, Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, Allen Iverson, and Charles Barkley. Can we get the NFL, please? NFL. Statmuse.com.
Marino?
Yeah.
Has to be Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Did Phillip Rivers ever win an MVP? No.
I don't think he did, no.
No, I don't. If he's playing with Brady and Manning, there's no way.
Boy, he's tough luck career, that guy.
Oh.
Hell of a player, but not Ben.
Would he win here?
Great question.
If you swapped him and Ben.
Great question.
They came out the same year.
Man, I just...
Can I answer it this way? Sorry, Pat. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm still computing what I'm going to say.
So I don't think he wins. He might win in 05. Because that team was so good, and Ben had to manage the game. 08, he doesn't win because that line was so bad, he would have gotten eaten alive. But if he played with AB and Le'Veon when the lines were better, I think he might have won one then. I think he might have won two just like Ben.
Really?
Yeah, but different.
He's just such a statue to me. Like Ben, like I don't think people forget how mobile and elusive Ben and how much he created, like... Phillip Rivers, great player, great quarterback. He was like praying mantis one time we were running off the field after a game after I played him. He was 6'8", and he was like, "Dadgummit," and was running with his arms like this.
Praying mantis.
He looked like, I was like, look at that praying mantis.
Not an athlete.
He was an athlete. He was an NFL, but like.
Dadgummit.
Yeah, like I was just kind of taken back. I'll never forget that moment. It was one of those like, what the hell am I looking at right now? It was like a man mantis. He just wasn't, like, I think we forget how much Ben created, though. And I don't know if he would have been able to do that, especially with a guy like Antonio Brown, who fed off of the creation of Ben.
You know what? That's a really good counter argument to mine. I think 05, he could have done it. Mm-hmm. I think he probably would have done it. 08, no shot. 2010, probably not. He did not move, and Ben was getting sacked 55 times a year.
Well, how many, you know, and 30 times he completed the ball with two guys draped
right
on him.
Right.
I mean, he's a freak. And Philip had injury issues too. I mean, remember the ACL, and I don't know. That offense was built so much differently than Pittsburgh's in San Diego. It's hard to compare. It's hard to swap them.
Those teams were really good too. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
Gates and
LT.
LT.
Who was, I mean, he's as, I don't know, Derrick Henry, and there's some great running backs, Adrian Peterson, but he's right up there among the modern day greats. Yeah. LT. Yeah. Oh my God, what a player. Anyway, what were we talking about? Pressure on the Baltimore Ravens. The idea of Lamar Jackson handing the ball to Derrick Henry in that mesh point in the backfield, and you go, it's either this super freak athletic or this guy who's going to run over me and my entire family. Oh my God. And I don't think he might have slowed down a tad.
Henry?
Derrick Henry. But
he's gotten bigger.
And you think about the last game of the season to help get the Steelers into the playoffs, where he was unbelievably good. Like, I don't think he's going to go to Baltimore and he not be a 1,500-yard rusher if he stays healthy.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of their MO. Now, I've thought about it a bunch of times. Like, you pack the box and, you know, Derrick Henry, if Lamar pulls it, if he hands it off, like, and then he pulls it and throws, or he pulls it and runs, like, I just don't. I would be, if I was a D coordinator, just spinning. How am I going to stop that?
Mm-mm.
How are you going to stop it?
You score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
Get up on him. Make him throw it.
It's still crazy to me how much success the Steelers have had against that guy. Because the rest of the league got no answers. I mean, come playoff time, they've had obviously their struggles, and that's why there is pressure on him. But during the regular season, he's winning 70% of the games. Like, he's unstoppable. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers have oddly had his number. And then he's been hurt for a couple of games.
Do the Bengals have pressure? Joe Burrow being hurt last year, coming back.
I think so. I think there's pressure. I don't think there's a – I mean, it'll be a toss-up between Taylor and Stefanski, who's more on the hot seat. I would say probably Taylor, because he's got what everyone thought was going to be the next great quarterback in the National Football League, and Burrow really hasn't been that consistently. I mean, since 21, he's been a combination of injured and getting just absolutely sacked through the ground. And there, you know, you start to wonder if you're missing a window, right? You know, Tyler Boyd's gone. You know, they brought T. Higgins back. I mean, you got Ja'Marr Chase. You've got this powerful offense. You can't stop anybody. And you try to fortify the offensive line. You know, you're in danger of hitting the reset button at the head coach position. And I'm not sure where they are from a cap standpoint, but they're flirting with missing an opportunity to revive and resuscitate a franchise that used to be pretty darn competitive for on a year-in, year-out basis in the AFC North with Carson Palmer and the rest of them.
Like the Bills. Same kind of situation.
It's the same thing. I mean, you've got a coach that's growing, you know, the fans are growing weary of. Now, difference with Allen and Burrow is that Allen's been largely available. But you've got this generational talent at quarterback. He's been getting absolutely murdered. And, I mean, he's got talent at receiver in Cincinnati.
You do wonder when the bill comes due on his health. Like, Cam Newton was an NFL MVP, and his body just, one day he just stopped being good. He was great, and then one day just stopped being good. That's the guy that I would liken him to, just with the body blows and the way that he runs.
There's another MVP that didn't win.
There is, and now I have a list of NFL MVPs. We're not going to go back all the way, but so Steve McNair, 2003 MVP.
Yep.
Didn't win a Super Bowl. Sean Alexander didn't win a Super Bowl. LaDainian Tomlinson didn't win a Super Bowl. Adrian Peterson did not win a Super Bowl. Cam Newton, Doran did not win a Super Bowl, to your point, and Matt Ryan did not win a Super Bowl. And then you've got Lamar Jackson. We'll go back further, and we could play that game, but I think we've played that game enough. Coming up next, Trevor Lawrence gets a big paycheck, and we want to get your thoughts on that as well, Pat.
All those guys that you mentioned played in a Super Bowl.
but didn't win.
Has Jackson played in the Super Bowl?
He has not. Mm. Pressure. Mm-hmm. He brought it all the way back to him. This masterful Boston.
Yes, he did.
This is why he gets nervous before broadcast, because he knows I'm going to need that nugget at some point. Is it going
to
come out?
I was nervous there for a minute because I Googled it and wanted to make sure it was absolutely right. Because, you know, sometimes my memory of past Super Bowls, past like last year, is a little bit sketchy. But
it's because you played all of 13-9 with a concussion. Did you just went out there?
I think I've been concussed ever since.
Yeah. That's the price you got to pay.
Worth it.
50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in the next hour, Ray Fittipaldo at 8, and we have pirate tickets to give away to Luau weekend. So listen to our show in the next hour, and we'll give them away. How about Trevor Lawrence? I mean, you kind of had to pay him, right? But I don't know that he's really earned it.
I don't think he's earned it. I'm not like a believer in him. I'm not. I think the challenge is, what is the alternative and where do you go to get somebody better? And I'm not sure they had a good answer to that question. So you pay him. And that's, you talk about Cincinnati, you talk about, it's not apples to apples, because obviously Joe Burrow took Cincinnati to a Super Bowl, but it's very similar in terms of where they were at and their kind of learning curve and organizationally where you had to go to win now. And they need to win now. Doug Peterson needs to win now.
It's such a tough kind of dynamic with the rookie quarterback, like, and having to hit. Like, so you have Trevor Lawrence getting $250-some million on one end, and that's going to hamstring you for getting other players and keeping other players around, and you're really banking on him taking you to a Super Bowl. But then on the other end, and you look across the country a little bit, you have a guy in his second year in C.J. Stroud that's in your division that you're going to go against every year that did what he did last year that is getting paid rookie money.
It's like, got to be so maddening.
It has to be.
Well, like, and then there's San Francisco, who's got Brock Purdy, who's
right,
like Mr. Irrelevant, turns out to be great.
Well, isn't it maddening? We're seeing it. Yeah. Right now, as people who observe the Steelers on the reg, yeah, like, oh, okay, you got 2-time MVP and you got Joe Burrow and, well, Deshaun Watson. I mean, we don't know what the Steelers are going to do at quarterback this year. We think we have an idea. And then I start to think about, to your point, Doran, they've paid him now all this money and a ton of it guaranteed, and you didn't win when he was on that rookie deal. Like, you almost have to win one when your young budgeting quarterback is on the rookie deal, and then you hope he can win after. But it does become a lot harder to win after you pay them. Like, that's just a fact. And if you miss the boat on them as a rookie, which they now have, like, they didn't win jack with him in his first 3 years.
Especially a first overall pick, like him and Burrow. Like, you get close and you're like, man, like, we can just get back. And he gets hurt. I'm talking about Joe Burrow, and then with the Trevor Lawrence, you have multiple coaches, and you just kind of wasted.
Yeah, I mean,
you wasted a one's years.
Yeah, if you look at it, I mean, now there's a coaching change in the middle of Lawrence's. Peterson didn't draft him, did he?
No, it was Urban. That's what I'm saying.
So right now, those circumstances are different. So like, you seldom see like middle of a rookie contract coaching change, big extension, because things aren't going well, right?
Right.
Now, you could argue they're trending in a better direction than certainly when Urban Meyer was the head coach there. Definitely off the field. But it's hard to say that organization is like arrow pointed up, stock, you know, put your money down. I don't see it. You know, at least in Cincinnati, they got other pieces around him that were really good. And their primary faults have been on the defensive side or up front. With Jacksonville, I don't, like, what are they good at?
Right.
Like, what is it, when you're playing them, it's like when you're playing Miami, you know, you got to score.
Yes.
They got speed everywhere.
Jacksonville ran the ball really well the first half of the season, and then they didn't.
Not a recipe to pay your quarterback.
No.
Right.
Top 10 money.
And think about the Steelers here. Like, people are going to get mad about this. This is just my opinion. Like, I don't know. They could go to the AFC Championship game. They could win around in the playoffs. They could miss the playoffs. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, I don't think, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They still might pay Russell Wilson. And then, because you're going to have the fear of, what do we do after Russell Wilson? And maybe you win enough with him. Like, the Steelers are about to be in an unenviable position. I think they're in a decent position right now, but they could be in a situation where they're paying a guy that they don't really want to pay at the end of the season.
It is like so much like, and obviously three Stanley Cups and all that. It's very similar to the Penguins, where they're kind of hanging on with some of their great players. And that's why I like the Ayuk trade. You know, I was reading about it this morning getting ready to come in, and it's like first-round pick and cash consideration. I'm like, I'm okay with a first-round pick next year because I don't think the quarterback class is going to be there. But you're just like prolonging the next – unless, again, this goes back to the Justin Fields thing, unless Justin Fields is like your answer and you're confident in that, which I don't think they are, otherwise they would have already paid him. Or someone else would have taken him. So it's just fascinating. Like it is quarterback roulette in the NFL. And if you don't have one, you got no bullets.
No. No shot.
And so when you have one that's like, maybe he can get us there, it's a pretty darn hard spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do?
Like the Falcons.
I like what they've done.
I mean, well, yeah, with the draft.
But
yeah.
They were desperate.
Like tampering?
Well, yeah. Right. Well, they were, to your point, yeah, they were desperate. I mean, that's why you pay Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles what you pay Kirk Cousins. At least they had the thought, we're going to do two guys at once. I think that's really smart, and you brought it up.
They're trying to be the Rams. Go all in,
uh-huh.
Get Matthew Stafford, get Kirk Cousins, and put a run together and go win one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Morris came from? No.
No, he was there.
Yeah.
It's the same,
right.
It's the same mentality.
Makes sense.
Right, it's go all in, get one of the most prolific passers in the National Football League. We're gonna play good defense and go win one, and not like let's just hang on and we're gonna be at 10-11 and then we're gonna break through. It's like, do you have what it takes to break through? Which is the guy with the ball in his hands on every play better be damn good.
Yep,
Pat, this was darn good. Have fun in Lancaster.
Nice pronunciation.
I've picked up a thing or two from you.
Unbelievable.
Actually,
enjoy your T-ball at practice.
Where are you going? What, the Dutch Oven Park?
I'm not going to go there. That's with the Dutch Oven. It's the Dutch Wonderland.
Oh.
The Strasburg Railroad. Mm. It's going to be 98,000 degrees.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going on a cruise later this summer, the Alaskan Pipeline.
See ya.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us next, and we're going to ask him about Brandon Ayuk, because, of course, that's what we do when we have Steelers beat writers on. Fam Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado LT crew cabs, up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, high, again, 93.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Die! dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.